You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, The Day I Beat Olympic Champion Frank Shorter. As I've written about before, I was a member of the AT&T corporate running team when I was a software engineer at AT&T Bell Labs in Naperville, Illinois. While I was a member of that running team, I even had the opportunity to be the overall winner of a small road race. On July 12, 1987, I ran the Chicago Distance Classic as part of the AT&T running team. A running team won the team championship as the fastest 20K team. Now, on my blog post at Lesovich.com, I have a picture of the plaque they gave us as part of the fastest 20K team. My time on that day was 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 10 seconds. I had the slowest time on my team on that day in that 20K race, which is 12.4 miles. I beat Olympic champion Frank Shorter. Frank Shorter's time was 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 7 seconds. And my time was 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 10 seconds. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a picture of the back of that plaque that shows Frank Shorter's time. Frank Shorter was the Olympic gold medalist in the marathon race, which is 26.2 miles, in 1972 in Munich, and the silver medalist in Montreal in 1976. On that day in 1987, Frank just had a bad race day and was near the end of his competitive career at the elite level. And in 2013, I was in San Diego to run the Rock and Roll Half Marathon, which is 13.1 miles. There are a bunch of former Olympic champions and former Olympic runners sitting at an autograph table near the check-in area where we picked up our running numbers. Frank Shorter was one of those people sitting at the autograph table. I walked up to Frank Shorter at the autograph table and said, "I beat you in Chicago." We both laughed at my comment. I chatted with Frank for about 5 minutes as I explained what I meant. Mr. Shorter was very generous with his time that day as we chatted about running. Frank gave me his autograph. His words of encouragement were, "Run well, Steve." Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, there's a picture of the autograph he gave me from that particular day. There are many times in our life when we have a magical experience. As a competitive runner, that was one of my magical experiences. On that day in 1987, my magical experience was to beat an Olympic champion, Mr. Frank Shorter. Here are three things I learned from that magical experience that day. Number one, from the starting line, we run our own race. When you are a runner, it's about showing up and running your own race. You compete against both yourself and other runners who show up that day. In your own life, you create your own magical situations every day, no matter who shows up in it. Make it your own practice to create magical experiences every day in your own life. Number two, you have good races and not so good races. I have had good races and not so good races many times. The contrast is part of the process. That is because the not-so-good races teach you just as much as the good races. That day was one of my good races, even though it was really hot that day in downtown Chicago. In your own life, understand you will have good days and challenging days and face adversity. Recognize and understand those contrasts. Number three, being in the present moment is part of the victory. When you are a runner, to compete against others, you have to be confident in your own abilities and stay in the present moment. You have to put in the time to train before you race. In your own life, when you live in the present moment, you are empowered, alive, and in full control of your own life. By following these three steps, you can create magic that generates a positive impact in your own life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, still running at least 6 days a week.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.